Dear Jesus, may you be our soul's unending paschal joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Canon, very dear faithful, this beautiful phrase, this beautiful supplication, this beautiful prayer is taken from the hymn of Vespers during the Paschal season. I pray that while many of you are still in quarantine and in this stay-home order, that you are fructifying the time by perhaps joining yourselves more often to the universal and timeless prayer of the Church, the Breviary. That is why this morning's homily will be developing and exposing that hymn of Vespers that we chant throughout the Paschal season, and that you could probably even find right now, not only in your daily missals, but if you do have a traditional breviary, or it's one click away online. Dear Jesus, may you be our soul's unending paschal joy, is one of the verses of that Vespers Paschal hymn. And so in the midst of this prolonged quarantine, the hymn reminds us of our true and unchanging source of joy, our Lord himself. No demonic efforts of the princes of this world are capable of stripping us of this joy. For who shall separate us from the love of God? Today we shall discover together both the theological and spiritual richness of this hymn that Holy Mother Church puts on our lips throughout the Easter season. We shall find therein references to the Old Testament, reminders of the great mystery of redemption, a call to the sacraments, and cries of the heart. Let's begin. At the Lamb's royal banquets, clothed in white robes, and with the journey through the Red Sea behind us, let us sing to Christ our King. One might be tempted to say that everything is already stated, and yet these are only the first lines of the hymn. The journey through the Red Sea and the white robes evoke the sacrament of baptism. In fact, since the Easter Vigil, we have been able to continue to baptize souls, adults and newborns alike. They passed through the waters of baptism like the chosen people through the waters of the Red Sea. They are now clothed in white robes, meaning their souls possess a divine beauty, shining with the grace of untarnished purity. Henceforth, they are not only moved to sing the glory of Christ the King, but they are now supernaturally capable to do so. And let us do just that. Here are the next verses of our hymn. His divine love gives us his sacred blood to drink, and his love, priest-like, offers us his loving body as our sacrificial food. The destroying angel left alone the houses that were marked with his blood. The sea divided and fled to either bank. The enemy is drowned by the returning waters. But now our Pasch is Christ. He is both the Paschal victim, and the pure unleavened bread of sincerity for souls that are pure. Yes, in this Paschal mystery, Christ offered himself for us. He offers us his body. He pours out his blood. And we Christians are all marked with the same seal of baptism. And we all eat and partake in the same body of Christ. The mystery of Easter continues to reveal unto us this profound unity. Our fraternity, a word so gravely abused in our days, our true fraternity, our spiritual family that exists among men already because of creation, already because we are all descendants of Adam and Eve, goes even deeper. This fraternity is real because we have all been purchased. We have all been purchased. We have all been bought back for the exact same price. There is no fall in the economy of salvation. The same price is the precious blood of Christ. And we all participate in the same sacraments and are all incorporated through baptism in the one true mystical body of Christ, the Church. We are truly brothers and sisters from creation. We are more profoundly brothers and sisters by redemption. And we are God's own family through the life of his Church. So during this Mass, let us ask for the grace to better live that profound union, that profound communion that exists between us and that no man-made government could ever rupture. The hymn continues. In truth, you are a victim from heaven, for you vanquished hell, unloosed death's bonds, and regained for man life's rewards. Now triumphant, Christ displays the spoils of his victory over hell, opens the gates of heaven, and drags the king of darkness at its chariot's tail. Free from sin's foul death, those who have been born again unto life, and so, Jesus, may you be our soul's unending Paschal joy. You hear, dear faithful, in this hymn so many reasons for joy. They are all intimately tied to Easter. By his passion, Jesus has conquered the devil. By his resurrection, Jesus has opened heaven. By the wood of the cross, Satan is beaten. By the glory of the empty tomb, our souls are filled with splendid gifts of grace. By the triumph of the resurrection, the bad angels are chained. By this same resurrection, our chains of sin are broken. By his resurrected life, we are saved from eternal death. Thanks to his death, we are called to life everlasting. That is a cause for joy. That is what Easter joy is all about. Jesus, our Redeemer, is our Paschal joy, as the hymn rightly proclaims, and today's circumstances change none of that. Let us pray then, the Good Shepherd and Savior of our souls. May he continue to guide us on the path of salvation, and pray that he may bring those who have strayed back to the fold, and those who are faithful, may he continue to fortify them for the fight. And pray earnestly that he may continue to grant us good shepherds, good priests who are not mercenaries and who do not flee at the sight of unmasked wolves. Pray that good priests may continue to be formed in the image of Christ's Sacred Heart. That is why today, on Good Shepherd Sunday, we support the Institute of Christ the King's International Seminary with our donations, online giving, and priceless prayers and sacrifices. May the joy of the resurrection be deeply rooted in our hearts and resplendent on our faces. May his victory forever be on our tongues. And so with the universal church, we chant the conclusion of the Paschal hymn, "Glory be to God the Father, and to the Son who rose from the dead, and to the Paraclete forever and ever. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.